On this week's episode of the Real Mentors podcast, we look back at the careers of those that have left us in Hollywood this week. And we discuss the state of video game movies. Are they ever going to make a good one? All that next.
Okay, everybody, welcome to episode 14 of the Real Mentors podcast. We'll talk a little TV, some movies, and have some fun along the way as my phone keeps ringing. Perfect timing. I know, this girl's not a call right on time. Sorry for the interruption. As always, excited to be here. I'm joined by my two cohorts here, my lovely, lovely co-hosts. And I use the term loosely anyway. To George my right,
George is lovely.
He's lovely. Nah, fair enough. Mr. George Rapoport, course Plugosaurus Rex, technical producer and promoter, is doing a great job as always. George, welcome. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's up?
Not much, man. Doing good. We're on the eve of Game of Thrones, so I'm pretty excited. We'll probably talk about that next week.
Once also, Veep starts this week, too, which is an awesome show.
I'm not sure that requires that level of excitement, but sure.
I've
never seen it. Of course, that was Mr. Mike Rose to my left here, coming to your life from the girls that girlslife.com studios and all that.
Again.
There's my phone again. They got people, so I gotta start calling me. So either way, the next time I call, I'm gonna put them on the air. If someone calls me again, they're gonna go live on speaker.
Yeah, people are popular, bro.
I'm gonna put them on speaker, so whatever. Mike, how you doing, man? Sorry again,
I'm great, dude. It's been kind of a crazy week, so
it has. It's been a crazy morning, so you know, we're trying to move along today, unfortunately, but we're here, and I hate to start off on kind of a somber note, but this is a couple of passings this week I think we are worth mentioning, particularly because we're movie fans, music fans, and of course even wrestling fans. So we'll start with that. Of course, the passing of China a couple of days back at a
young
45 years old. Very young. She had a questionable lifestyle the last few years, so I'm not surprised that she passed away. But again, I wasn't her biggest fan. I think Mike, you're not her biggest fan either.
Not a fan of hers at all, however, you know, specious to me to see that Triple H and Stephanie both tweeted out that
they were the first.
She was Hall of Fame worthy, and I felt it seems kind of ironic that she wouldn't, that China wouldn't even talk, or H wouldn't even talk to China at Roddy Piper's funeral, and now he's tweeting out that she's Hall of Fame worthy. I'm like, come on, you know, you probably might have even saved this girl's life if you would have at least, you know,
yeah, acknowledge it or something.
Acknowledge her, give her a little, throw her a bone here, because I mean, come on.
Man, she hit the skids, man. She was on drugs, she was doing porn. She was a hot freaking mess. I mean,
but you know what?
Grand scale.
Everybody has to feed their family, right?
No, great. Yeah. You gotta eat.
It's none of my beeswax, and it's not my thing. So I really didn't follow that part of her life, but I feel bad for anybody that has to fall that far, that they end up having to sell themselves or whatever to make a living. And it's a shame that a company that prides itself on taking care of its own didn't take care of its own. I understand that she left on kind of bad terms with them. And you know what? Everybody has bad breakups with people left or right. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
Romantic, work, whatever. But, you know, you try not to, when you walk out of somewhere, burn a bridge, and vice versa.
Yeah, so, I think that's what pretty much what happened with her. You know,
right.
I mean, she tried to make make her life straight a few times. You know, she tried doing that celebrity, you know, show.
Yeah, but
celebrity rehab
for being a celebrity, you know, I think is a really horrible idea for a real rehab show. I think
that's for sure. That's,
you know, yeah, it's yeah. You know what? It's a very serious, drug addiction is a very serious thing, and like I said, there was a lot I learned from watching those shows, but I felt like about addiction, but I really felt like it really wasn't doing anything to help these people. It was more like a last ditch effort to get on TV. It's like a D-level reality show.
Exactly. Yeah, it's Surreal Life or anything that VH1 likes to put on. Yeah. It is what it is. And it's a shame because I wasn't the biggest fan, but let's face it, my favorite era of wrestling was the Attitude Era, and she was a big part of D-Generation X was a cornerstone of that.
She was the first Intercontinental Champion.
Well, she was the first female wrestler that wasn't, because back then I think most of the women were, they were hot as hell, they were more like models, and now with her coming in, it led to the female wrestlers now who are more wrestlers and physically fit also, and athletes.
Remember though that the trainer, the main trainer at the Performance Center, which is where NXT wrestlers start, is a great wrestler who's actually never even wrestled in the WWE. So I mean, she's just a really great wrestler, has, you know, some, her name is Sarah Del Rey, she's the girlfriend of Cesaro.
Who's a very
good wrestler.
Yeah, I like him.
So, I mean, I just think that they're, I think where, when it comes to putting quality product in the ring, I think the WWE is doing a lot better job right now. However, I don't think it's the best show on, the best wrestling
show. Well, I mean,
on TV
now,
right
you know,
now.
Remember we also talk about sometimes Lucha Underground.
Lucha Underground's fantastic.
How some of their women performers, they wrestle men.
Yeah, they everybody wrestles everybody in that fed. There's guys out there that are doing some amazing. I mean, it's not just spot monkeys. There's guys that are really putting on a show in the ring. And it's, to me, it's, you know, when you watch Lucha Libre, to me, it's more of a show than the WWE. I think that they're out to enter. They're really, truly entertainers. And I think that WWE sometimes gets caught up in the greased up weightlifter thing. And I don't think it's as exciting.
Which is why I liked it back then, because it was more entertaining than wrestling, which is a big part of it.
And they did some edgy stuff on the show.
Oh, super edgy. Yeah, I mean, always Stone Cold, obviously, the Generation X. And China was a big part of it. She was influential from that standpoint. So, you know, it's unfortunate she passed away.
It is what it is. Another specious thing that I noticed is that her friend, who was filming actually some kind of documentary on her when she passed, has volunteered her brain to that guy from
for CTE.
Okay.
But I don't remember her ever taking any chair shots or even taking.
Well, you never know. I mean, a lot of. But things they do a lot of.
Do you remember her getting hit with a chair?
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you.
With chairs, yes. Yeah, she'll get hit with chairs. Yeah.
That's the thing, though. She was like, what I was trying to bring with all this stuff is that
if
I was trying to tell you.
Somebody should donate the brain, by the way, for CTE. It's Mick Foley. I think that guy has taken some serious bumps.
Well, what's this other guy? Terry Funk. Terry should also do the same thing. But all these extreme ECW guys.
But she took bumps.
What I was trying to, you know, tell you guys is that she was one of the first people that she actually competed against men.
Yeah.
So, you know, like all these divas.
She's a pioneer in the industry. Right.
And she deserves recognition for that. And
somebody in the WWE that works with guys right now. There's nobody. The only one that works with guys, Lucha Underground has a couple of wrestlers that work with guys, Sexy Star and Ivalese, who worked as what was that? Tough Enough.
Yeah,
she was a Tough Enough competitor.
So China, if she paid, she was ahead of her time.
She was definitely an innovator.
So her legacy lives on, and rest in peace and all that.
I said, I feel terrible for her passing. Well, I don't wish bad on anybody. I'm not a fan, but
I think she was more the bodyguard kind of enforcer kind of type.
It was actually the character I felt was revolutionary, because it was a position that a woman had never held
exactly in wrestling
up until that.
No, you have to give it to WWF for setting up the bar sometimes. Innovation. Sometimes they're behind, but sometimes they're ahead.
No, I agree. She leaves that behind, that legacy behind. So, you know, to her family, and my condolences and all that. So, on a more, for me, sad or no, of course, we lost Prince, again, young age of 57.
Right.
And that's a shame. I mean, I know, I wasn't the biggest Prince fan, but I had a lot of respect for him. He's probably one of the most talented artists we have seen. Yes.
Plays 11 instruments.
I mean, probably more than that.
I thought it was more than 20.
Might be. Well,
in his first album, he played.
You know, there's a lot of, like,
good variations of instruments.
He's probably, like, counting banjo, guitar, ukulele.
Well, I heard on his first album, he played 27 instruments by himself. Yeah. So, man, he was a remarkable talent. And for us, we like movies.
And really, as far as the albums go, like Controversy, 1999, and Purple Rain, Bang Bang Bang, right in a row, all three incredible records, all three incredible tracks all the way through, and nothing really that you have to fast forward through.
I mean, he was also
back in the day when it was records to move the needle.
He was also an innovator when it came to putting his stuff on media, you know, like streaming outlets, you know, like, I mean, he you know, it was very hard for people to get his music. I mean, you know, like, you couldn't find it on Spotify. You couldn't find it on
iTunes.
It's
still not on that. It's not on Pandora.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, he pulled everything out.
I tried to bring it up on Pandora the other day. Nada.
Nothing.
Yeah, oh, wow. You know, like he tried. He was one of those people that he believed that, you know, people that the artists were getting robbed. You know, like
with
the money and all that. So
called it a modern day.
Well, he was like that. He wanted to change his names because of the studios. He wanted to break away. So he was unique individual, but he was a trendsetter. And I mean, he wrote a lot of music too. He just have his own music. He wrote music for other people.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys, Stevie Nicks,
Sinead O'Connor.
He wrote a lot of great hits. Monday from the Bengals. Yeah. He wrote that.
He wrote a lot of great songs for the last 20, 30 years.
I'm just wondering when they break open this vault of his. I hope it's not like the Al Capone vault with Geraldo.
No.
But, for all this hosting, I'm not watching it. But
when they break open that vault, what they're going to find as far as songs go, because he was very prolific from everything that I've heard. The guy wrote several hundred songs a year. And, you know, it may have been variations on a theme, but you never know. And the guy was extremely talented, played
incredibly
a whole bunch of different styles. Incredibly, he didn't just play R&B.
Oh, he even did with the Time, you know, with Morris Day Time.
Of course, Sheila, he was one of them. I mean, he did a lot. I mean, it's one of he never, again, me and Mike talked about it. He never reached the heights like a Michael Jackson. He could have, and he was probably more talented than Michael Jackson, he's probably more, but again, as an artist, he was more talented, but he didn't reach the heights he probably should have, but he's still considered a legend, and he is, and for us as movie watchers, let's just face it, he gave us Purple Rain, Batman, and Batman soundtrack, so he had an influence on movies. We don't talk about soundtracks a lot, but they're a big part of films these days, and he was one of the big stars
Kim Basinger for a quick minute. Remember?
He dated everybody.
Yeah,
he had great taste in women. Bravo, maestro. But he
Vanity,
did. I mean, he married a lot. Carmen Electra. I did a story. I didn't know.
R.I.P. on Vanity, too, by the
way. She passed away, too.
But he had I think he was the one who gave Carmen Electra her name, because I forgot what her name was, and he had her change it to Carmen.
Yeah, she was
because there was some song, because she produced like some rap album that she made, which I didn't know. I when I saw all the news of the passing, they're talking about it. And there's a song called Carmen on Top. How convenient. So he decided to change the name to Carmen. So she did, and she became Carmen Electra and all that. So he had a big influence. He mentored a lot of artists, you know, from the last 20, 30 years, which a lot of them we don't even know about. But
I heard a story about him on the way over here, actually, about how he rented Carlos Boozer's house.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, and then
he painted all
the walls purple.
And Carlos Boozer had a fit. He went nuts. And Prince just gave him a check for $1 million. And of course, Carlos Boozer can't say anything about that, right? he put purple fizzy in the fountain.
That's pretty funny.
Purple.
Well, I heard he was a joker, which I never would have imagined.
He's heard great stories about how he helped so many people.
He did. He was a big philanthropist. He didn't promote himself as such.
Never said anything about. Mm-hmm. See, those are the best kind of people. You know what, man? The Brad Pitts and the George Clooney's of the world just stand out in front of everything they do and go, look at what I've done. Sean Penn, another.
He would play.
Just stand up in front and say, oh, look at all this wonderful thing I do. You know what? The guys that, like they said in the Bible, you know, the Pharisees that stand up and talk about how spiritual they are usually the ones that are the least spiritual.
Exactly.
So it's to me, you know, I have a lot of respect for the man because he lived the life the way he wanted to live it. He wasn't a Michael Jackson that needed to have those hits. He put out the records he wanted to make. He didn't compromise. He got into fights with record companies. Mm-hmm. He truly was, if you look at it this way, he truly was punk. Without being a punk, and you know, by doing what he wanted to do.
No, absolutely.
That to me is there's something to that.
Because, he's remarkable.
You know what? All of us have to fit in a square, right? We're all of us just kind of, you know, I work for a company. I have to do the crap they tell me to do. I can't go. I know you guys want me to schedule consults, but I think today I want to clean the bathroom. That's not going to work, right?
And I don't think you can change your name in protest. Right, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, no,
we like the name Mike Rose. Don't ever change that.
I'm pretty happy with that.
No, but you see, like, there were also a lot of people that try to copy other people. You know, like, there's a lot of pretenders, you know, whatever.
Right,
but he's also an original.
Nobody can copy him.
There's a lot of performers that sound like other people. I mean, you know, Prince was, like, unique. You can't, you know.
And the other thing is with the songwriting skill that he had, there's very few people, very few entertainers that could – write the amount of songs that he had, that he had hits with other people. Like, I guess you could say Dolly Parton is one. She's written songs for other people that have been huge hits.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson is another. Willie Nelson wrote Crazy, which I think a lot of people don't know.
I know they do.
The Patsy Cline song, You're Crazy, that song.
Yeah.
He wrote that song. He's written a bunch of songs for people. You know, there's just very, very few entertainers like that have that kind of songwriting chops.
And, I mean, even that episode with the Muppets that, you know, Prince was doing, there was a video that passed around with that. You know,
I saw it this morning. Yeah, he did that song
with, you know, just the song on the menu alone. You know, and they were like, oh, I bet you can't do it again. You know, and did it with the breakfast menu and the lunch menu. You know, he wrote a song, you know, just for the Muppets, just like that. And it was like a hit song. So, I mean, there's very few people that can do that. You know?
So in closing about this, I just wanted to say that I don't care why he was sick or why he had to go. It's none of my business. I just know that a person stands an example for how they live their life, not for what, you know, what other people feel is wrong with them. And
see, but I think that, you
not
know,
defined by that, he's defined by what he did.
I don't want to bring his beliefs in here, but there were a couple of people that were saying that they don't, when they get sick, they don't go to doctors, you know, like, well, and
yeah,
and,
it's there's a whole bunch of crap flying around, and I don't want to even talk about that. Yeah. I really just want to talk about how great he was.
Right, focus on who he was. Yeah, and, exactly. he'll be missed. And his legacy is,
you know, I mean,
it's phenomenal.
There's been a lot of people.
I hold him up a little higher than a Michael Jackson type who there was.
In terms of artistry, I would say yes. Right. No, I don't
disagree
with that.
There's a lot of questions about Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson threw a lot of money around and really wasn't a great philanthropist. He was a guy that was, you know, into what he was into. And you know what? There's lots of crap that flies around about him, and some of it's pretty believable when you look at his history. But, you know, he's no Prince. Sorry.
No, I mean, we also lost Doris Roberts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Everybody loves Raymond. Grandma's had, boy.
Yeah.
She goes back all the way to the 50s with her work in TV. She had never been out of work her entire adult life. That's saying something in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, longevity, that's rare.
And she also, like, you know, re-identified herself with different people.
You
know,
like, even
you
if you look
saying?
At somebody who's a contemporary of hers, like Betty White, okay? Betty White's had jobs here and there, but Betty White has not worked that constant. She was this lady was on all kinds of shows. She was on that show with Donna Pesco from, I think it was called the... I can't remember. Anyway, she was on a show from the 70s. She did work in the 60s. She had like three shows, I think, in the 80s.
Yeah, she was one of those that, oh, that person from that thing kind of person. Right. Oh, her? Like, oh, yeah. She's one of those.
She worked in movies. Yeah. She worked in TV. She was, you know, big props at 90-something and still working.
No, hey,
she was 90 years old.
It's, you know, hey, slid there for life, that's for sure. And it's funny how the rule of three celebrities, and here we go, 1, 2, 3, just like them in the last week or so. So, but we'll move away from that. I want to don't get too somber here. Right. Darren will be missing their own ways. Let's focus back on a little fun here. Let's jump to some topics here and all that. Yes. So there's a couple of things that popped up this week that I noticed. From the trader side, a couple of traders I kind of want to touch base on briefly. One is Jason Bourne popped out. I don't know if you got a chance to see that.
I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. Good trader.
I thought it looked fantastic. Yes. I was telling my buddy Dennis Baratheon, I said, look, you know, the thing about Bourne movies, not counting the Hawkeye movie.
Well, yeah, that doesn't count. I dismissed that.
Bourne movies are they're always a great show, especially if it's, I believe it's the same dude again, director.
Paul Greengrass is coming back.
So I think it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. It looks really good.
It looks excellent. And
I love that money shot when they're in the fighting pit.
Yeah.
Boom, one shot, he goes down. That was awesome. That was badass. Yeah. Now, if I would have seen that, he would have won the badass tournament. But hey,
that,
you know
that's what? I'm saying, but he goes, I remember. So I'm like, all that amnesia argument. So I was like, bro, you're killing me. The trailer came out
after the tournament. It is what it is, man. Bane timing, it works. But it was a badass trade. I'm looking forward to that movie a lot.
Like it's going
to
be good. Actually, you know, like we said, this summer is going to be a great summer for me.
It is, and we'll have a special summer preview next weekend. Yeah, we'll dive into that when we have a little more time. But the second trailer.
What are we doing, the Walking Dead special?
Well, we'll discuss that. We'll see if we squeeze it in.
I know Lopez was interested in coming back.
We'll get that. We'll have a couple of special shows planned. We got Walking Dead's Spectacular.
Game of Thrones.
We'll have a Game of Thrones. I am going to have a quote-unquote ladies' night, and I'll talk about that in upcoming shows. And I'm in the works behind the scenes trying to get a little estrogen here on the show. So that'll be very interesting. So I'm working on that. But either way, not to get too off topic, the second trailer we saw, you guys saw was, and I hate to admit, I kind of liked it. This is a guilty pleasure trailer, was the Independence trailer. I mean, I was so, I hate the first movie. I'm not shy about saying that.
Is that like one of the guys from whatever Twilight in that movie?
I don't even know who's in it.
I think it was, dude.
But I mean, it's got old. But I
looked at it. I was the like, first, but I saw him. I was like,
with the first trailer, I hated. And I saw the trailer. I was like, I mean,
is Bill Pullman in this movie?
Yeah, he's in it with Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, he's in it.
And
Liam Hemsworth, William Fishner. Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
Michael Monroe. You know, they got a couple.
The movie's going to be bad, but the trailer was good. As far as just talking about the trailer itself.
They got the same people returning, though. They got Jeff Goldblum.
They're all going to die in the first 30 minutes, I'm telling you.
Smith, though, right?
Oh, no, he's dead.
No, he didn't want. He's the only one that turned it down.
Well, the trailer, he said that he went down as a hero.
Yeah, they gave him the one line written off. You know, the one he died.
And the trailer shows a picture of him. You know, his son's like a new pilot now. So he's showing, has it looking at a picture. Oh, your father died. He's a hero. Whatever.
Hopefully it's not his real son because that kid's a hot.
Oh, no. That trailer would not have been good if the real son wouldn't.
But they got Vivica Fox and then, you know, like they show. Yeah, they actually.
She's eating again. She found work.
But they have the one line, the usual one line when people turn it down. Yeah. You know, they killed him. So they're like, oh, the character.
Yeah,
died.
It's
and it's like on the news. So everybody's
did
like,
Randy Quaid come back from the dead?
Yeah, he's there. He's back.
Is he
really? No.
I didn't see him. I was like, I missed that part of the trailer.
No, he's not.
He's maybe a little too crazy.
Yeah, I just want to know curious what kind of virus they can come up with now, you know, to bring down that alien force. And the first one's such a ridiculous movie.
By the way,
but this looks entertaining. I'm not saying it's going to be good.
The first Independence Day is such a horrible ripoff of War of the Worlds. It's not even.
It's a ripoff of every sci-fi movie ever made. It's. I know people like it. It's a guilty pleasure. It's a bad movie.
It's not a guilty pleasure for me.
No, I hate it. I think it's terrible. One of the worst scenes.
I've seen it.
Will Smith punches the alien. Was the worst scene of one of the worst scenes I've ever seen in movies.
The original Point Break is a guilty pleasure for me.
That's a guilty pleasure. Roadhouse is a guilty pleasure. But either way, the trailer looked entertaining.
Patrick Swayze was in a show called The Beast on A&E. If you ever get a chance to see it, dude, that's a good show. I'm not a Patrick Swayze guy, but it's a good show, man.
You know, they had the story recently.
It's out there in Spizzase, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
That Dirty Dancing scene. You know, that Dirty Dancing scene with Jennifer Grey.
Nobody puts Baby in the corner.
No, when picks her up and all that.
That was actually song, improvised. Like, she was only done it one time, and she's never done it again. Like, you know, like that one scene, they did it that day, and it was never done again.
I thought it was Patrick Swayze's wife.
No. Like, they
so that was actually her.
Yeah, it was actually her, but they did it one time, and she's never done it again. You know, like.
Interesting. Thing. But either way, couple of things that dropped. We'll do like a back to a love it, hate it, don't give a shit kind of thing. This I find it's interesting, and I know what the answer is going to be. the first movie announced, and I don't give a shit, I'm saying it right now, but Three's Company movie.
What the flipping crap?
Next.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and hers and
Three's Company too. That was such a edgy show in like 75. I was a kid. This is before your time.
I was doing my time. I caught the reruns and all that, obviously.
It was an edgy show in 1975. It's so funny that a guy and a girl and another girl living together.
Oh, that was unheard of. And they had to pretend to be gay, which back then was. Right. Oh my god, you know, so but again, but on that subject, okay, so two girls living with a guy and he's gay, it's not a big deal anymore. So it's they can't use that angle these days. Okay, whatever, but why like are they making a
for
chips?
Roommates all the time? I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Guys have gals for roommates all the time, and it's totally platonic.
Well, it's not a big deal now, but back then, what's the basis of the movie? That's part of the show. The gimmick was the two girls, he's got to be Mr. Roper, and now he's gay.
And this is how the Tuesday night was, I believe. It was like Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, wow.
Three's Company, Soap. That's how it was.
Soap. Jeez. So, but they have make movies of those.
And
maybe
Soap was
they
a great
will.
Show. That was like Billy Crystal's first starring role on anything, I think.
Oh, wow.
If not, it was close.
Well, speaking of shows, another show they're bringing back, Love, Hate It, Don't Give a Crap. I know I don't give a crap. I'll tell you right now, it's Chips.
What?
Yeah, no, I don't care.
Eric Estrada like reprising the role? Well,
actually, Eric Estrada is supposed to be in it.
Yeah, he is.
He's not Punch.
He's not reprising his role.
Oh, no?
Okay. But he's going to be like a cameo, like kind of like a Johnny Depp in 21 Jump Street. And
By the way, he always seems to be gainfully employed, like in a
Eric Estrada.
Dude, he's Punch already. You got to give it to him, you know? But I think they're trying to go for like a Bad Boys kind of
Lethal Weapon vibe. Poncherello, I think, was his name on the show.
Yeah, whatever it was. I mean, I wasn't a fan of the show. I don't know, a lot of women were back in the day. But they're making that into a movie. It's like, God, there's no... And it's got a release date, 2017. This is confirmed. It's out there. Lord. It's just going to be made. They got no ideas. I don't know what to tell you.
Somebody will watch that thing, or they won't. It's just how it is.
Well, of course they're going to watch it. I don't know if it's going to make any money, to be perfectly honest, but whatever.
Have you guys seen... either Lucifer or Damien, either one of those two shows.
I've seen the previews for it. You know, like I've seen it advertised or whatever. But there's no way I'm watching it.
Previews of Lucifer, and that sounds stupid as heck.
Yeah, David
it's
Damien,
the son of the devil, comes to Earth, and he decides he's going to be a good guy and work and help a detective.
Next.
It's a police procedural, basically. And I was just like, when I read the description of the first episode, I said, "Yeah, no."
Exactly.
But Damien is based on the movie, and.
Next.
I read the description and I might look at the first episode and see how it goes. We'll see.
Love, hate it, or next. Don't care. If you guys heard, Michael Keaton dropped out of the Spider-Man movie. I hate it too because Michael Keaton's
a great actor.
Yes, and, thank you.
Probably one of America's great.
They couldn't come to terms finally? Because they said that he had agreed.
They didn't disclose initially he was going to be part of it, but last second he dropped out.
That was confirmed yesterday. That are in the forefront. If you say like great American actors, I think he's one of them. That only make good movies.
He was supposed to play the villain, right?
Yeah, a vulture was going to be the character, which again he would add a lot of gravitas to that movie. It depends who they bring in. If they bring in like a Bryan Cranston, then I'm okay with it. But who knows? You know, at this point, but I love Michael Keaton. It would have been cool seeing him.
Might be a little overused at this point.
Oh, he hasn't done a whole lot, though, to be honest with you. I saw a cool trailer. Speaking of trailers.
That Godzilla movie.
But he was barely using that one, let's be realistic. They'd use his name, but he was in it for like 10 minutes of the movie. He's doing one, because it reminded me of Narcos. He's playing, I saw a trailer real quick. He's playing like an undercover cop going after the cartel in Colombia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's based here in Florida. I saw a trailer recently. I forgot the name of it. I was going to write down. I just lost it. But it looks pretty interesting. You'll probably hear more of it in coming weeks. But it looks pretty good.
How about Criminal? Have you heard anything about Criminal?
That movie's Criminal. From what I hear. No, but I heard it's bad. I had passes and I didn't go. I came out of it. I was coming out this week or came out last week.
You haven't seen Criminal Minds yet?
No.
It's out there.
Yeah, it's out there. I want to see Midnight Special, which is another one that I want to see.
I saw the trailer for that. I wasn't...
I'm going to catch it. It's on Space Days. I'm going to watch it for free. But yeah. I think next week speaking of movies, what's my next week's movie I'm watching? Oh, Keanu.
Oh Lord!
That'd be really bad, really stupid, funny.
I don't like Key and Peele at all.
I don't mind.
I don't like cats either. That's why it looks ridiculous.
I don't know. It may be funny.
I just don't get how it's going to be an R-rated movie. Maybe I'm wrong.
I hope it's the opposite.
They got Method Man.
It might be. It's so stupid. You just laugh. I mean, there's a lot of movies like that. But I'm gonna catch it.
You mean like Let's Be Cops?
Oh Lord!
No. What about that?
That's what I'm saying. Is you can't really make an excuse for a movie with a shit premise. I mean. That's my issue.
At the end of the day, I'll stand by it. It's not if it's funny.
I apologize to my mother, by the way, for saying the S word.
How dare you? If the movie's funny, it's funny. I don't care what the premise is. Ultimately, if you laugh, then it's a good movie. It's a good comedy. That's the goal of the comedy.
The funny thing is that we were just saying that we can't come up with the original concepts, but when people come up with an original concept, we just like kill it because it's
You're right. But he wants independent properties and all that. So, yeah. And speaking of non-original properties, when we would touch base on it real quick is Warcraft. I know a trailer dropped for that.
Oh my gosh.
Do you guys care? You guys love that? I hate that? No, dude.
I'm a fan of the game. I used to play the crap out of that game when I was single, and it was just one of those games that you could just keep playing.
That's a game you can only play if you're single.
Pretty much.
And you may stay that way if you keep playing that game.
It was like that one and Age of Empires. I think another one like that.
I mean, I used to know a lot of people that would plan and get together.
I never liked the spacecraft, though. I only really liked...
They didn't play that. I played like a little bit of Warcraft, one of the original ones.
I never played played World of Warcraft, though. It wasn't, that was already way past me.
Oh, then, so. I don't either. Whatever. I never got into it. But the movie looks...
I had some friends
that played. I could care less.
I used to tease them because it's just kind of a... all those...
MMOs. MMOs, yeah.
What was that guy, Jenkins? The last name, Jenkins? You know, that he would go in and, you know, like just go crazy and go all in when they ignore everybody's rule because they used to get together for raids.
I have no idea.
Yeah, they used to, there was one guy.
Hold on, before we move on, George, are you telling us you indulge, you play in this World of Warcraft? Is that your current thing? Is that
no?
Is that, you're so aware of the people's names?
No. It's just like I said, as a research team person.
I didn't see your research right now.
I did research. As a research
person. Your computer's not even on, dude.
It is. It's up here, bro. It's right here. I don't need it. It's just
the memory of Rolodex. Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Okay.
Especially for Warcraft.
No, I just, honestly, the World of Warcraft thing, the Warcraft I was thinking of was the old school Age of Empires type of
that's the one I remember playing.
I actually played Civilization,
but you don't see movies out of that.
No, but Civilization Sid Meier's stuff is all really.
But the thing is, like, and we all know, that I don't think there's been. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I missed one. There hasn't been a good video game movie. None, and they tried a ton. I like Mortal Kombat, but again, that's a horrific movie.
But I like it's a guilty pleasure. Terrible.
Which one?
Descent. Remember Descent the game?
No.
Dude, really?
Descent.
Sorry.
It's a tunnel game. It's you flying down a tunnel and you like things shoot at you and you shoot at them. It's kind of a first person.
Oh, that was the girl movie one.
Rock was in the Descent and they were flying down this tunnel.
You mean Doom?
No, Doom. He was in Doom too.
That was terrible. It was horrific. It was a train wreck. Oh my God. very, very bad.
At least they didn't do a Castle Wolfenstein.
Thank God. But at least
they might come up with it.
But I mean, it's just bad. And then this Warcraft, until they make a good movie, I'm not going to be excited for one. Although, I'm curious about the Assassin's Creed because it's got Michael Fassbender. Was a great
maybe.
Actor. So I'm not saying that automatically makes it good.
The Hitman movies have been specious, so
they're terrible.
I don't know, but the game looks so good. The game looks so good. Like the episodic thing. I mean, the second one is actually
which game
out.
Were you referring to?
The Hitman. The Hitman game.
It's all right. Yeah, I think the controls are a little not as easy to negotiate.
But they just can't make a good movie. I don't understand why to make one good video game. And there's a lot of good stories out there. I think they're trying to get Uncharted off the ground, which is Indiana Jones, but whatever.
Fine.
Oh, Lara Croft.
That wasn't a good movie. Tomb Raider was Eddie.
No, I'm just throwing them out.
No, I mean, they tried a bunch, but it's just been, I think Silent Hill.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, Silent Hill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the
anti-Citizen Kane of video game movies. That movie was so flipping bad.
Resident Evil.
Oh my God.
The first Resident Evil movie, if you didn't see the video game, if you just took it on its own, it was a decent...
No.
Even when Mila Jovovich jumps through the church scene.
I shared a story where we're working at the game retailer with Peter and his brother.
I'm a huge Resident Evil fan. I love the games, but
I think the second one came out, and so Peter wanted to see it. He's like, "Just go." I'm like, "I'm not watching that garbage." He's like, "I'll pay for it." And his brother jumped in. I pay for both of us. We'll go. All right, so we went, sat towards the front because we got there late, and I'm drinking a Coke, whatever. And the first 5 minutes, me and Pete's brother Phil, we just start dying laughing uncontrolled because it was so bad. I had to put the cup over my mouth so people wouldn't hear me, and it went the whole freaking way. So the next day. We're in the store working. A couple of guys come in. They're like, "Oh, we saw Resident Evil last night." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, we saw it too." And all the theater. He's like, "You guys hate it?" It's like, "Oh, it was terrible." But it was bad because it's
too. Oh, were they both big fans?
No. There was two fucking guys in the front laughing their asses off the whole freaking movie, rooting for us. And I was like, "That was us, man." What a small world. Oh, they do it so bad. But anyway, I mean, by the way, I laugh, but it's horrible. And I love the games. And it's a shame because there's a lot of great games. You just cannot get it right. They can't get a good freaking video game way out there. I don't understand why.
If they're going to get a good game to movie conversion right, I think their best
hope. Oh, look, you can't be hurt anymore. Click.
Their best hope, besides Obi-Wan Kenobi, of course, is Assassin's Creed. I think that's their storyline there already. That's interesting.
I have hopes for that, but again.
I just think maybe that it's not, that some of this stuff is too open world and you really can't make a movie about that. I guess. I'm just saying.
Because Resident Evil, like, you know, a workable story and all that, that could work. Tomb Raider had a workable story. It was like, Tomb Raider was like a female version of Indiana Jones. You can make a nice, good adventure, and it just so...
By the way, Tomb Raider iteration that came out, I'm talking about the movie, of course, I'm talking about video game. Excellent game. Very good controls.
I heard it's really good. Yeah, it's good.
Kind of reminds you of like a Halo type control feature where you're kind of over the shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just didn't like the exclusivity port of it. You know, like that they came out a year before. I think it's only like year for Xbox. Right. Got it early a year, and then like it comes out later for PS4.
Whatever. I mean, it's funny because they're making
whatever another. They're trying to find a way to make Jack, so they get the payoff from say you run your numbers right when you're projecting sales, and you go, well, this is how much money we think we can make with this, but if we run it out exclusive on Xbox One, if we run it out exclusively on Xbox One, we'll get a payoff from Xbox or from Microsoft.
Yeah.
Plus, we'll get the
But Uncharted is going to kill whatever it is that you know Lara Croft does. You know, within the first week.
Is there what's a primal? What was that one? You were talking about it the other. Was that a Uncharted? That wasn't Uncharted. That was
which one?
Oh, Primal. I know you're talking about. I know what
was
you're talking
you or
about.
Was that you that was talking about?
I don't remember.
Maybe it's Pete that was talking about
it's
it.
It's possible.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's a shooter. It's a first-person shooter, too. My brain just fell out of my head. Primal is
the I hate news. When that happens.
Yeah.
It was.
that sound you just heard was my brain falling out of my head. Out of my left
that
ear.
Mike's dog here is snoring up a storm. Yeah, the room is shaking for Christ's
sake. She needs a dog CPAP.
Jesus Christ.
I'm getting all my jokes out today.
You are. Mike's in rare form. And we're kind of short too. Look at that. Go figure. But
it as it's Far Cry Primal.
Far Cry Primal.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. I know it was one of those. I'm like,
good job. You finally turned a computer on, do some research now. Good for you. You know?
Thank you. Thank you for that, by the way, George.
All of a sudden, his computer's on. You know? Well, they're all crap.
Anyway, I missed on that one.
Maybe it was Dennis Baratheon told me he really enjoyed it. I
heard it's a cool game, but whatever. I don't know.
I know a couple of people that do play that like religiously. Like,
I watched it. Kind of had. Remember Turok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of had that vibe to it.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I mean, we'll see. I mean, and it's
a Turok,
and it's
too,
and it's
right?
funny. It is terrible. And actually, they are remaking, rebooting, whatever. And what else is new? Tomb Raider. And I think they're trying to get Rey and Star Wars, whatever her name is. I forget. Daisy Ridley to play
Daisy Ridley,
play Lara Croft or whatever. So
it's not a bad idea.
I don't think it's gonna be good because again, you got to give me one good video game movie, and then I'll be excited for others. But there's none.
You have to get a good script. I think that's the issue.
Warcraft. You know, let's see how it works out. Tomb Raider is like Lord of the Rings. I guess not excited about it. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not, but we'll see. I know a lot of fans are looking forward to him, so we'll see how that goes. But
I really like her, by the way. I think she's fantastic. I think she's going to be one of those people that you're going to see around for a long time.
Oh, yeah, she's a star. She's a star. And I think she signed on to a movie, J.J. Abrams produced movie. She signed on with him, so she's getting a lot of roles. And this is more like a serious movie, drama. So she's just starting to make good for her, you know. So she uses Star Wars platform to her advantage. But either way, so we're going to cut it short today. Episode 13 is still up. We have a special show with Eric De Silva, which came up today.
I was not in that one.
You know, yeah, Mike was missing in action. Out. You know, it was a last minute thing, scheduling conflicts.
It was Mike, a birthday party, remember?
That's true.
What birthday party?
Yeah, no, we did it during his daughter's birthday party.
Oh, well, yes, scheduling conflicts.
It was an anniversary party.
Anniversary party.
So due to scheduling snafus, he was able to. But it's a really good show. Interesting topics we discussed. Yeah, we get into Daredevil heavy and a couple of interesting topics.
We also did it on a Sunday last week, which was kind of weird.
We did both shows on a Sunday. That's why we did the show after we had finished.
Yeah, see, so it wasn't like it was made on purpose.
It really was, which is why we want to have it at 6. But either way, not to get too far into those. But either way, so that's all the time we have. Next week, we'll probably do our Summer Spectacular. And again, there's a couple of other shows we're planning on doing.
Remember, you guys have to talk about your Civil War stuff.
We're going
to
do the Civil War probably on next week. It's got to be next week. Yeah.
We're going to do it. We're going to meet before our podcast. We'll release our spoiler, chocked full of spoilers.
Yes, review, spoiler full review of
Captain America.
Because I've still got 2 weeks before the movie comes out, so there's time. There's no hurry on that. We'll get to you guys very shortly, probably next week, and this show will probably release in a couple of days. But anyway, George, Mr. Plugosaurus Rex, which I failed to mention, maybe I did. Anything you want to chop in there before you get off?
No, I just again wanted to thank Eric the Silva for joining us last week.
Yes.
You know,
you guys have a good time with him.
It was a good show.
We still got to bring him here. I've met the dude.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, he definitely talked about what it is to be a social acceptable geek.
We had a good conversation about geeks.
And if the trend had changed, you know, if it's okay now to be socially acceptable.
Sure.
And then, you know, also to Kevin McLeod for letting us use his theme.
Kevin's the man.
We love the theme.
That song is great.
Other thing. Yeah. And Mike, what about you? Anything you want to plug in?
We're here at girlslife.com studios.
I did mention that early, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, yeah. I did mention it, yeah.
And plug my family's website, girlslife.com, girlslife.com. You still have another 2 weeks before Mother's Day.
Oh, that's right. Oh, great.
So, get out in front of that.
Yeah, flower time.
1-800
flowers. 1-800
flowers.
How we doing, man? Keep it simple.
How about Amazon.com gift certificate?
My mom, her and computer just don't. She wouldn't know what to do with it.
Really?
Yeah. So
my mom is all over computers.
Oh no, she's my mom. She, that's way. Fact, that's way past. I love my mom, but Jesus, she can't. Yeah, she can barely use a phone. So, flowers will do. It will suffice.
That's why I haven't had a phone call. That's why I haven't had my mega rant, political crap go on. I decided that I'm staying away from politics, other than watching it on TV and obsessing on it. Outside of my social media persona, I've decided to just not post anything political on my Facebook. And that brings me to our Facebook page for the Real Mentors. You can actually send friend requests to any of us and just kind of, if you like our page and I see that you like our page, I will be more than happy to welcome you into my fold of friends, and you can observe all my meanderings like these two knuckleheads do.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's definitely growing out there, man. We're almost at like 55 likes or something like
that. Yeah, we're starting to pick some steam. It's good.
You know, our downloads are almost at 1,400.
But again, I welcome any of those people to send all of us friend requests if you're not friends with us on Facebook.
Speak on the web. The website's for everybody.
You know, it's the full experience.
Make comments, post. Yeah,
Facebook, but
post stuff on there for us.
You know, you can see what we're talking. Give us ideas.
Sure.
Shoot in. Say, hey, Mike, love your show. Because other people see that.
And, join George and his MMO, World of Warcraft, kill ogres together, hand in hand. Right.
Leroy Jenkins.
George. You can play Superhero World with George.
Okay.
Just gotta be MMO.
All right, we finished with the make fun of George thing. But either way, of course, I'm myself, Real Mentor on YouTube. Catch all the latest reviews. I got Keanu coming up next week. I'm kind of looking forward to that, strangely enough. But either way, see you guys next week for episode 15. Have a good night.
Absolutely.